Hello, yes, am I speaking with Christopher?
This is he.
Hi, Christopher. My name is Frank, and I'm calling you with National Opinion Service. I'm not telling you anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. And are you 18 years old, older, and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president in the United States?
Probably to vote?
50 to 50? Will no vote?
Will vote.
Will vote. Excellent. Thank you so much for that information. And let me ask you, how old are you?
What?
How old are you? What is your age?
40.
40. Okay. Thank you so much for that. And what racial or ethnic group is best describe you? A white Caucasian? Excuse me? Oh, thank you. And well, in this case, please rate your level of motivation to voting in this year's election for president. Well, in this case, 10 is going to be extremely motivated, or 0 is going to be not motivated at all.
Motivated.
From 1 to 10?
8.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. So let me know if you strongly approve this person or if you disagree this person, okay?
I agree.
Donald Trump as a former president?
Agree.
Sherrod Brown as senator?
Who?
Sherrod Brown.
I don't really got an opinion.
Okay, not a problem. Joe Biden as president?
Disagree.
And Marcy Kupchak?
Disagree.
Okay, thank you so much for letting me know that. And now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. And well, in this case, you'd let me know if you're a very well, if you're what good or you, if you don't like the or if you like or if you don't like this, okay?
Okay.
First of all, it's going to be Derek Murray.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know it? Perfect.
No.
First Energy. That's right.
We don't deal with them.
Okay, Joe Biden?
No.
Okay.
We already went over that.
Okay, Democrats in Congress?
Democrats in Congress?
Yes.
As a whole, disagree.
Disagree, okay. Donald Trump?
Agree.
Republican in Congress?
Agree.
And Marcy Kupchak?
Disagree.
Thank you so much. And if the election of the United States Congress were today, would you vote for the Republican or for the Democrat?
I would vote for Republicans and term limits.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, perfect. If the election of president in this case was today, so you will vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald
no.
Trump, or for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
What?
So if Donald Trump?
Republican, yes.
Awesome, sir. And well, let me ask you this. And if the election for the Senate were today, so you vote for the Republican Bernie Moreno or for Democrat Sherrod Brown?
Bernie Moreno.
Bernie Moreno. Okay, thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress was today, so for which person do you vote? For the Republican, Derrick Merritt, or for the Democrat, the Mercy Capter?
The Republican, Derrick Merritt.
Derrick Merritt. Okay, thank you so much. And well, perfect. So is this a chance that you might consider voting for the Democrat, Marcy Capter, or well, actually you don't want to vote at all for that?
No, not her.
Not a chance for her. Okay, thank you. Okay, so well, right now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Capter. Okay. And let me know if you like it or if you don't like it, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So Mercy Capter is a career politician who has been in Washington over 30 years. So she has become rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for highest taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It's time for a change. So, based on this, do you like the Democrat Marcy Capter, or you don't like Democrat Marcy Capter?
I agree with that statement. I do not like Marcy Capter.
Oh, you don't like it. Okay. Perfect. And now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about the Republican Derrick Merritt. And after I read you this statement, you let me know if you like Derrick Merritt or if you don't like Derrick Merritt, okay? So perfect. So in after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derrick Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing of First Energy. Now our utility rates are actually on the roof, and well, actually we foot the bills from Merritt's corruption. So still, do you like Derrick Merritt or do you dislike Derrick Merritt?
Like Derrick Merritt.
Like Derrick. Okay. Excellent. Perfect. Thank you so much. And based on what you hear, so what is the best reason to vote against the Republican Derrick Merritt, or would you like to still vote for Merritt?
I would like to still vote for him.
Okay, just one second. Excellent, thank you so much for that. We almost finished. And sometimes over the course of this survey, people change their minds. So I am going to ask you this again. So if the general election for U.S. Congress were today, so do you still voting for Republican Derrick Merritt, or do you voting for the Democrat Mercy Capter?
I would never vote for Marcy Capter.
Okay, Derrick Merritt is still there. Okay, perfect. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Like when I graduated?
That's right.
2002.
Okay, and from high school, some college, but not degree.
Trade school.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And what in this case, regardless of how you have previously voted in the past, do you think that yourself as a Democrat, as a Republican, or an independent?
Republican.
Republican. Okay, perfect. Excellent. And how important is politics for you?
How important is what to me?
The politic.
The politic?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you mean.
No, don't worry about that. And well, in this case, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump?
Perfect. So in this case, that's all that I need from you. Thank you so much for taking this survey and hope you have a nice day, okay? Stay safe.
Have a great day.
You too, sir.